Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with everyone here on this very beautiful day. Now, today, ACC News, we have back with us our very wonderful guest. We have with us certified consulting hypnotherapist and also women's intimacy dating coach, Ms. Karadik Silk. Now, to anyone tuning in today, and I know many of us that are tuning in will be able to relate with what I'm saying. Anyone that's over the age of 40 or 50 that's struggling with intimacy in their relationship. People who are divorced and are now single, but really don't know how or what route to take to really get back out there into the dating world, trying to really find a new person, find a new love. And again, I know that many of us can relate to this. If you can, please grab a seat and get very comfortable, because really the information that Karadik shares with us today, again, it may possibly change your life forever. That's what ACC News does. We really bring guests that can possibly change people's lives in many different ways. It is now Thursday, the 31st of August, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in, especially many of our listeners that do live overseas. If you do miss any portion of our segment today with Karadik, you can hear it on our Blog Talk Radio website. So please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, just about all of us are now these days. We are on Facebook, and as a matter of fact, you can listen to the show live from that platform as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. And again, you can listen to the show live from that platform as well. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, again, as far as the life that we live in, again, the more we live, the more we grow. And as we all know, experiences, both good and bad, they can really shape our thoughts and behaviors really for years to follow. And that's really the case for many of us that really have been in long relationships, long marriages. And, you know, at times the day comes where you probably feel that that marriage can continue, and let's say you have a divorce, and then you really find yourself alone, not knowing where to turn to or really who to turn to for help. And at times there's really a misconception that seeking outside assistance is a form of weakness. But this myth, it's quickly becoming debunked thanks to really extraordinary people such as Karadik Silk. And Karadik herself, really has a very strong educational background. She's earned a bachelor's degree in sociology and psychology, a master's in human services and counseling. And really what Kardec has done was dedicate over 25 years of working as a life coach and an intuitive counselor. And also, herself intertwined with her own personal challenges, divorce, intimacy issues, and a slew of obstacles that's really so common to many of us around the world. And what Kardec was able to do was really create a judgment-free and really a very supportive environment to enhance self-esteem and to really build personal and professional confidence. A truly amazing person. And really through a variety of techniques, exercises, Kardec has been really gained the ability to remove negative energy. I'm really trying to find the right words, and I believe those words are perfect. Really to prepare you for romance, love, intimacy, while really helping you rediscover your passion and tap into your intuition. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Women's Intimacy Dating Coach, Miss Kardec Silk. How are you doing today, Kardec?
I'm doing wonderfully, Matthew. Thank you for the lovely introduction.
We're very happy to have you back with us. And again, speaking on a topic as far as sex and intimacy, we have a very exciting show for everyone. And again, a topic that many of us, no matter what age, are looking to learn more about and improve. But before anything, Kardec, if you could please share with the audience, who exactly is Kardec Silk?
Well, I am a woman who just turned 60 this year, and I have had a life experience of feeling very comfortable with sexuality issues, but yet finding when I was thrown into it again from a divorce that wow, you suddenly find yourself in a whole different thought frame and world, and it not only does the divorce shake you, and certainly shook me because it was not expected, but it also creates questions as to whether or not you're attractive at this age. Are you able to move forward? Are there going to be people that want to spend time with you? And just letting go. After 27 years of being married, I found that one of my first challenges was my first date, and it was kissing. You know, I kissed this lovely gentleman. I'd had a great time with him, goodbye, and it was awful. I knew, and it was awful because of me. I knew I was still feeling married. I was still feeling like, and so I did call and say, let's give this another try, and I didn't mention that I could kiss better than that, but I knew I could. I knew I had to reframe my brain and reframe what I was thinking so that I could really let go of the, okay, you know, I'm not, and let go of things so that I could say, I'm open, I'm ready, let's see where this goes. We dated a little bit. Things certainly got better, but you know, he wasn't the one, and many, many dating relationships later, I have found someone.
That's wonderful, and so many of us are really looking for that similar story. And what is your personal journey that led you to where you are today, looking to help other people and to coach others?
It was something that I, as a very young person, found interesting. I had wanted to work in the field of sexuality, but I realized very quickly in my 20s I wasn't ready. I was too embarrassed by everything. As I turned 50, I began to realize things don't embarrass me anymore. Things don't shock me anymore. I'm very prepared and happy to do this. And so as I found that women had more and more needs as they got older, women who were just either getting into dating or who thought it had passed them by, I realized there was an enormous need for my services.
And really a very important question, you know, for many of us out there. If you could please share with the audience, how does sex and intimacy really change for women after the age of 50?
Well, there are multiple things that shift and change. First, of course, is the fact that we physically change. Women's vaginas tighten and narrow, and they become less lubricated. So right there, it can be something that if women aren't aware of, or the men, that they, you know, that sex could be painful. So they absolutely, I have an article I've just written about lube and the importance of that. But also, we begin to look at our bodies differently. We no longer have the young, youthful bodies, and we need to adapt to that, to begin to say we're just as beautiful and gorgeous and just as sexually appealing. And certainly many men that I have talked to, they aren't saying, oh, no, I only want the 20-year-olds. They're the few, but for the most part, men are finding the older women bodies sexually attractive, just as, you know, we as women are finding the older men sexually attractive. I think I've shared before that suddenly you don't realize it, but suddenly, you know, bald men or, you know, or bigger tummies or all the different things that begin to shift on the guys are sexually attractive, you know, and you're like, ooh. Okay.
Yes.
So they're doing the same with us. They're not closed off as often women are afraid of.
And really a great question. And I know many of us out there that are married think about this. Why do so many couples have less sex in their marriage after many years?
Well, there are a whole lot of reasons. It's not necessarily the marriage piece of it. Often, especially if you've gotten married younger, you run into children and busy schedules and trying to create your career success. And so unless you work at it, unless you make time for it, it can very well be something that gets set aside. There also seems to be a shift, at least in some men's brains, of once they've achieved the hunt, so to speak, or have their women, you know, they've either married or they've made a long-term commitment, that they don't necessarily need to work at it anymore, or they don't need to pursue it, which is almost the antithesis of what Hollywood would have you believe, where it's always the women that have the headaches, you know. And that's not always true. Part of the reason for that is because men's bodies also change, and they take longer to become aroused. They're not used to that. They're used to it being right away and immediate, and you know, like when they were 17, and now it's taking longer and longer, and they need more stimulation. And so it becomes a little bit more of a learning curve for both the women and the men to make sure that it continues. The intimacy is really the most important part. Sexuality gives you that peace of feeling so close. You know, but even if for whatever reason your bodies aren't able to go that far, you can always have that very closeness. You can still cuddle. You can still kiss. You can still have an awful lot of sharing, as you mentioned before. Sharing, you've cleared the negative energy, so now share that beautiful love energy with each other. Amazing what it can do.
And now that we are bringing up really sex after the age of 50, what are some of the benefits for women in really maintaining a healthy sex life after that age?
Well, first of all, one of the biggest benefits is it's healthy for us. It's been proven over and over again that even if you are self-stimulating masturbation and don't have someone else in your relationship, just the act of having sexual pleasure is going to make you healthier, is going to help you live longer. It works very much. It relaxes you. It helps sleep become better. So there's lots of things to do with that. But also, we've also found that having someone in our lives, someone that we can be close and intimate with, also increases our health. it increases our length of life. So bringing it in, whether you find someone and are on your own or whether you don't, the sexual piece is how our bodies regenerate. You'll find that the body itself will grow to meet the needs, essentially. So you may become, you know, less dry and need less lubricant if you're continuing to have ongoing sexuality as well.
And I guess those are some of the biggest issues, I guess, that women over 50 have to deal with when it comes with sex and intimacy.
Generally, that is, as far as the physical issues. There's also enormous changes that often come in our bodies. Often there have been surgeries, or there may be arthritis. You know, as we progress, there's all these different little challenges, and they do not need to stop us from having sexual activity. You just need to shift. You know, there's different positions, there's different ways of doing things, and of course, bringing in the toys. You know, the adult toys that can make a huge difference and grow something that some people thought was gone. Absolutely no need for it to be gone.
And what I really think is important for us to touch on is perhaps some of the biggest myths and misconceptions about really sex and intimacy with women over the age of 50. Can you share some of those?
Well, I think one of the largest myths is that it doesn't happen. An awful lot of people still believe that older adults don't have sex or don't want it, and that is absolutely not true. The surveys that they've done on sexual health and behavior are looking at women and men. They tend to look at them over 60 as the age limit, but that doesn't mean that between 50 and 60 there isn't sex. But 50% of men, 40% of women are all saying they're sexually active. The retirement communities and homes are becoming they're written down as being hotbeds of sexuality. It's kind of like the old college dorms, you know. So there's a lot of things to still consider and to be aware of as you get older. That's probably the biggest myth, because after that, once you break through that and realize that sex is so much a part of life as you age and that it can continue on, Then you're more willing and open to adapt and to maybe change some of the belief systems that we grew up with, because many of us grew up during times where sexuality wasn't talked about, and so even though we've gone through the sexual revolution, so to speak, many of us still hang on to some of those belief systems from when we were young of what mom said to do or not to do.
Now, also, our research team has learned that you really have a wonderful intimacy product selection on your website. So, mm-hmm. So can you please share with the audience some of these intimacy products and also what they can really do to help spice up your sex life?
Excellent, yes. Well, I have a link, and I have an affiliate link onto an adult shopping network, which is one of the largest ones for finding adult toys, and really an adult sexual enhancement can be anything. I think many of our minds immediately go to giant dildos or something, and it doesn't have to be that. It can be very mild, but it's just a way of being, of growing and spicing your sex life up. What happens as we grow older is, as I mentioned before, it takes us a little longer to get aroused. It's not the immediate wham bang that it may have been, and that's a great thing because it's a whole lot more fun. but part of the arousal can be using some sexual toys, you know, and that can be as simple as things like feathers, something just different touches, as well as some of the toys that will stimulate. If gentlemen are having trouble keeping or gaining erections, then, you know, having something that gives them the time to please their woman can help very much make it a beautiful time period. So finding, you know, where the clitoris is and knowing that that's really the place where most women find need to be stimulated. And so using their little itty-bitty vibrators that just go right there. Sometimes just the fact of dressing up or role-playing, of which there's also, you know, different things you can choose from this website, but you can certainly use your imagination as well.
Well, now that we are on the different, you know, factors as far as sexual toys, why does the idea of using sex toys in bed intimidate many people, women, and also many men as well?
It seems that for many of us, we grew up with an idea of either or. Either sex is great just as it is, bare naked, one-to-one, or people who have problems need all these other things. Or I'm not attractive because my husband or my lover needs some other things to help. And that is so not true. It is such an amazing enhancement, whether it's watching pornography or utilizing a toy itself. It can change everything, bring out the enhancement. It's kind of like adding, you know, flavor to your cooking. You don't just have a bland spaghetti sauce. You want to add the garlic and the oregano. And sometimes you might want to, you know, just have a little bit of fun and add something new to it to make it different and to make it taste different. And you go, oh, that's wonderful. Let's try that again. That's what sexuality should be. It should be a lovely blend of variety and fun.
And really now it comes down to the point where I know many of us tuning in can definitely relate to many of the things that were mentioned today. And many people are looking to really spicing up their sex life. Question, Karadek, how soon can women expect to get some results in their personal sex lives once they actually start working with you?
Well, of course, that has a lot to do with the individual woman. I work very strongly with people individually, where they are, what they need, what their goals are, where they're going. So to have a blanket statement, I try to give people from the first session on things that are going to immediately have some effect or change on them. Again, if someone has a lot of difficulties, a lot of traumas in their background, that may be very different from someone who's very open and ready to jump right in. But I always try to give people something they can start with right away and be able to work with and enhance their lives.
And for the people now that really don't even yet have a partner to spicing up their sex life, what about the people that are single? How do you really help women over 50 who are single find a partner?
Well, we work on a variety of things. Sometimes it's being open. A lot of women have closed themselves off to the possibility. And just like anything else, it's when you've probably had this, and I talk about this often. You buy a new car, and suddenly it looks like everybody in the world has that car. You see it everywhere. You know, it's a very common thing, but it's perception. It's not like it's suddenly jumped out. So as women open up to having a partner or to having sexual intimacy, to being open to the dating, suddenly they'll begin to notice, oh, you know, that guy looks attractive, or, oh, he's looking at me. And so we work on that piece of how to get over whatever fears there may be and talk about the different ways of dating. I found online dating worked the best for me, but I know many women in my age group who are horrified at the thought. So we have lots of different ways of, okay, well, how would this work for you? Again, it's so unique and individual to each person.
And I know so many people want to get back into that scene, and they just don't know, you know, who to go to or who to turn to for help. For everyone out there, again, please reach out to Karadek, and she can help you through this whole process, whether it's online dating, things of that nature, and really help you get back into the dating scene. Why is it really so difficult for women over that age to really get back into the dating scene? You know, finding a partner is one thing, but dating is actually something else.
Well, and exactly, and as I told my story of I was still feeling married. I was still feeling like I could feel that invisible barrier that one kind of keeps up of I'm not available, and it took some work for me to break that down and to go, no, I am, I can. I think it's difficult for people too because you suddenly get thrown back into feeling like you're 16 again. I've had more women clients come to me and be like, I like this guy, but I'm afraid to say anything because I don't know if he likes me. You know, how can I tell? And so we kind of bat around different ways of discovering, okay, is there something there? And is this, you know, is this something to pursue now, you know? It's a funny thing because we all have our self-esteem wrapped into whether or not someone else likes us, and that's a big piece too, is to start to say, you know, it's okay if I do it and I fail the one time, or this one doesn't work out, or he doesn't like me. I've certainly been in that place myself where, you know, someone didn't call me back or they contacted me and said, sorry, this isn't going to work out, you know, and I've been like, what? Yeah. What happened? Yeah, so we've all been there. As you get older, I think women, it's a little easy for us to go into the comfort zone of the myth of, well, it's not meant to be, I'm meant to be alone the rest of my life. And very few people really want to go there, you know. It's great if you want, but.
So for the people that are tuning in, they're thinking, okay, I'm at that point of many of the things that she mentioned. I want to get going. I want to spice up my sex life, or I want to find a partner. What are the exact services that you could provide to them, and how exactly would you hold your sessions?
Well, I do hold my sessions on either online, like via Skype or Zoom, as well as by phone, and I have an office in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. I travel some, so sometimes I get to meet people that I've talked to only by phone that way. Usually sessions range from a half hour to an hour, and we start right at the basics of what that person needs and go from there. What I discover is that I very quickly make a rapport with people. They feel comfortable with me. I'm not easily, as I said before, I'm not easily shocked. I'm very comfortable talking about all aspects and answering all questions. And what I do is I offer a free 15 minutes, so anybody who goes to my website can schedule a free 15 minutes to just talk and see whether or not, you know, I'm able to connect with them and get them started on a life of fulfilling intimacy and dating.
And if you could very quickly, and I think this is very important, if you could really show the audience, what do you feel really sets you apart from some of these other counselors or sex counselors out there?
I think my background sets me apart in many ways. I work a lot with personal energy. I think that's a huge piece. I know for me, the sex act is mingling energy. It's not just what's happening to me physically. It's a chance to really feel the other person, to feel them getting excited, as well as for them to feel energetically me getting excited. And so I do work with intuition, intimacy, and utilize many, many tools that I've learned to work with over the years. The hypnosis is one, to help people really feel comfortable in their own skins, to not have the anxiety. I think all the different strategies that I have set me apart.
Okay, and we have a little under a minute left. Can you very quickly share with the audience, where can they go to get more information about you or to sign up for your program?
Well, my main site is keridak.com, which is keridak.com. But I also have attached to that what you can see in the navigation bar, it's Wise Women, and that's the site that really deals with sexuality. And I have that separated so as not to immediately in your face to people who are looking for other issues. I wanted to keep it separate. I wanted to have a place where people could go just for articles and information on sexuality and intimacy, and that's wisewomen.caradec.com, or they can go to the main site and just hit the Wise Women in the navigation bar.
And we're just about out of time, but again, to everybody out there tuning in, if you're really looking to find that right person, spicing up your sex life, please don't be afraid. Reach out to Caradec and really start living a very enjoyable, fulfilled life if that's what you are looking for. Take that first step. I would like to thank everyone in the audience for joining us today. Please go to accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. We definitely will have Caradec back with us again in the future. And I would like to thank our special guest for today, Ms. Caradec Silk. Thank you very much for joining us today, Caradec. You have a wonderful day.
You too, and a lovely day for all your listeners as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.